The mayor set his goblet on the desk.
The time for bribery and persuasion is past. This is the hour when we must unsheathe our swords.
Swords? Lockton shook his head. We've been over this, David. Our task is to hold this city loyal, nothing more. The mayor leaned back in his chair.
Holding is not enough. They're coming after us, raiding our homes for lead and our stores for anything they desire.
Gold Buttons wiped the cheese from his fingers with a handkerchief.
I agree with Elihu. A loyal New York cuts off New England from the other colonies. The rebellion will wither like a vine cut off at the roots.
Cut off a vine and it will grow back, the mayor said. You must pull it out of the ground and burn it to ensure it is dead.
Lockton put the strawberry leaves in the bowl. Is there a plan afoot to destroy them?
Most definitely.
The mayor's voice was quiet, but steely. This was not idle prattle about Congress. I stood still as possible. The mayor scratched at the mustard stain on his cuff.
General Howe delayed the invasion, hoping the revolutionary fervor would die down. On the contrary, independent sentiment now burns as far away as Georgia, as well as the western frontier.
I am a bookcase, I thought. I am a piece of furniture. Not a girl who will remember every word spoken in this room.
The cry for liberty has proved powerful, Lockton said. The beast has grown too large, the mayor said. If it breaks free of its chains, we are all in danger. We need to cut off his head.
Gold Buttons frowned. How so?
We must kill their commander.
Lockton drew in his breath sharply.
With Washington gone, the revolution will collapse, predicted the mayor. War will be averted and countless lives saved. Our world will return to the former state of tranquility we enjoyed before all this nonsense.
The study fell so silent, I feared the men would hear my heart beating. Kill General Washington?
No, Lockton said, shaking his head. Not possible. He is a gentleman. Capture him, arrest him, yes, but we dare not harm him.
The mayor ticked off the reasons on his fingers.
All of the American leaders have committed treason against the king. You cannot deny that. Treason is the highest offense under English law, worse than murder. And what is the punishment for treason, my friends?
Neither Lockton nor Gold Buttons answered.
To be hung by the neck until dead, then have your body chopped into four pieces, which are sent to the four corners of the kingdom, the mayor continued. Others propose we send sections of Washington's corpse to Charleston, Philadelphia, and Boston. They want to keep the fourth bit here to be displayed in front of City Hall.
The room fell silent again. I could hear the ticking of the hall clock through the wall. Lockton shook his head again.
You cannot guarantee Parliament would rule treason. It's too dangerous. If we dispose of Washington, Parliament will do whatever we ask.
But how can you accomplish this? Asked Gold Buttons. The man is surrounded by an entire army.
We have a man in the lifeguards committed to our plan. He spends his days within two arms' length of the general. On our signal, he will act.
And this is why you need the money? Lockton said. There was the sound of a lid being removed and the jangling of keys. Lockton took a key ring out of the blue china snuff jar on the corner of the desk. He unlocked the top drawer and removed a tall stack of currency, enough to buy a village or two. I let my eyelids droop as if I were a dozing.
The risks are too high,
Gold Button said in a shaky voice.
If we are discovered, we are dead men. Think not upon the risk, but the rewards, suggested the mayor.
I peeked. Lockton tugged at his collar to loosen it.
Suspicion will fall on my neck first, David. I require assurance that my role will not be betrayed. You have my word on it, the mayor said.
Your promise is not enough, sir. Lockton pushed a sheet of paper, a quill, and the inkstand across the desk to the mayor.
Write down the names of those who know of this plot.
Why? Gold Buttons asked.
The paper will serve as my insurance should I fall into rebel hands again. It will motivate you and our friends to do everything possible to secure my release.
How? Gold Buttons was still frowning, but the mayor reached for the quill. If we do not come to Elihu's aid, he will betray our names to the enemy, the mayor said softly. He is showing us his weakness.
Planning ahead is my strength, Lockton said. Do not forget your own name, sir.
I closed my eyes again. The quill scratched across the paper. Gold Button shifted nervously in his chair.
There, the mayor said.
I opened my eyes the tiniest bit. Gold Buttons quickly read the paper.
A vast conspiracy indeed.
He handed it to Lockton, who read the names and smiled.
We are keeping good company.
He handed the money to the mayor and lifted his empty glass.
I believe this calls for a toast, gentlemen.
I did not step forward with the wine bottle. Lockton needed to believe I was a sleepy servant unaware of his plans.
Sal, he snapped.
I drew back my head and acted befuddled.
Wine,
Lockton said. I crossed the room and emptied the last of the wine into his glass. Lockton frowned.
Fetch another bottle, he said.
Yes, sir. I curtsied and left the room, pondering how I could pass this news along to Curzon. That was when the blood-curdling scream started in the kitchen. I dropped the bottle and ran.